I want to address all three of these valid fears in this chapter, but first we need to look at what's at stake if we refuse to heed the Scripture. Indy had it easy. If he didn't get to the Ark first, the Nazis would. But we've got bigger fish to fry. We've got the entire world machine marching into hell, and the church is in retreat. I'm afraid I'm just going to have to ride this jackal statue through the wall here and come out swinging, because, to put it frankly, there's no other way out of this pit. Our reluctance to use the word apostle is primarily due to a misunderstanding of what an apostle is. The cobwebs of freaky teaching need to be brushed aside, and the dust of traditionalism needs to be blown off so that we can get a good look at it under the torchlight of Scripture. As for the snakes ready to attack, there was a time when I would have groaned, "Snakes? Why did it have to be snakes?" But where I've been crusading the last few years, church planting kills your reputation faster than anything. As a preacher once said, God can't really use a man until he's first killed his reputation. There goes what little was left of mine. The Screaming Potatoes. Before I became too cool to be in the Boy Scouts anymore, we used to camp every month. Each troop was broken down into groups of 10 to 12 men called patrols. Each patrol had a unique name. Ours was called the Screaming Potatoes, and our patrol's chow box had a painting of a potato screaming as it sailed through the air. We got this name because somebody in our patrol, decided that rather than cooking the tubers, we should lob them at the other patrols under the cover of night while they innocently cooked their Dutch oven campfire meals. Let's start by looking at the two major views on apostleship out there today, as if they were separate patrols. Basically, there are two major camps, each huddling around a campfire and chucking hard potatoes at those huddled around the other. My hope is that we can gather up all of their abused taters off the ground and go make our own camp. And we know that potatoes are better mashed than thrown. Besides, we have to think of the tots. Camp 1. The Secret Club. Next time you're standing in line for the Pirates of the Caribbean ride under the hot California sun at Disneyland, look over to the top of the Blue Bayou restaurant. Ever wondered what's up there? Well, it ain't the Mickey Mouse Club. Disneyland has an elite dinner club called Club 33. Originally, it was a place where Walt Disney wanted movie stars and dignitaries to be treated like royalty while they were his personal guests in the park. But he died before it was finished. You probably didn't even know it was there. That's because you're not meant to, unless you've been...